USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are more than 278,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S., and New York City has the most cases. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're scrambling to get hospital beds, protective clothing, and ventilators to meet the need.
We are beginning now a race against time as we prepare for next week.
President Trump says the federal government's done its best for New York, blaming the state for not having enough ventilators.
Well, I always knew that pandemics are one of the worst things that could happen. There's been nothing like this since probably 1917.
He's announcing new federal guidelines that recommend Americans wear face coverings when they're out in public.
These face coverings can be easily washed or reused. I want to emphasize that the CDC is not recommending the use of medical-grade or surgical-grade masks.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
New guidelines are in place for social distancing at America's top retailer. USA's John Hunt has the story.
National retail powerhouse Walmart will now limit the number of customers allowed inside its stores and launch new efforts to keep shoppers only moving one direction. Only 5 customers per 1,000 square feet can enter a Walmart, which will be about 20% of each locale's listed capacity. And many stores next week, markers will be put down to direct shoppers on one-way foot traffic, so more customers can avoid coming into close contact with each other as they shop.
A federal judge has ruled that President Trump did not overstep his authority last year when he declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. But it allowed 2 environmental suits challenging his border wall strategy to proceed. The suits said Trump's declaration was unconstitutional because it violates a provision in the 2019 budget bill that limits money for border wall construction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
3M said the Trump administration had asked it to stop exporting U.S.-made N95 respirator masks to Canada and Latin America. The request had significant humanitarian implications, the company warned, and could prompt other companies to act in kind. President Trump said he'd use the Defense Production Act to hit 3M hard without providing any additional details. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters it would be a mistake to create blockages or reduce trade with Canada.
We've been working very closely with the Americans to highlight what Canadians know very, very well, that the level of integration between our economies goes both ways across the border, that we are receiving essential supplies from the United States, but the United States also receives essential supplies and products and, indeed, healthcare professionals from Canada every single day. I think of the thousands of nurses, for example, who cross the bridge in Windsor to work in the Detroit medical system every single day. These are things that Americans rely on, and it would be a mistake to create blockages or reduce the amount of back and forth trade of essential goods and services, including medical goods, across our border. That is the point we're making very clearly to the American administration right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.